I'm going to go and tell this guy over here, this little bitty kid, no matter what color he is, that there's not a real American dream out there, that you can't reach out in life and be the best you can and go through this life like Dusty Rhodes lives in on the end of a lightning bolt.
We are the Titans. We are the
with West Forsyth football head coach, Adrian Snow.
Live from Mossy in Clemens, it's Titans Talk once again with your head coach, Adrian Snow, West Forsyth Titans. How you doing, coach?
I'm doing good, Pete. How are you? Hey, Pete, excuse me.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm good.
I got you.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
That's good. All right, we're halfway there.
We're rolling, baby.
Going with the rap again this week?
Yeah, you can't beat it. It's great. Mossy's is awesome. You've never eaten here, you better come and try it.
Yeah, Mossy's is not only great to us here at Tobacco Road Sports Radio and West Forsyth, man, this is a place to be. We got two Monday night football games on for you tonight.
Yep.
I think Buffalo's already up 7-0.
Well, that quarterback they got can spin it.
Yeah, he's all right. He's okay.
He ain't bad.
He's got some talent. He might have a future in this place.
Yeah, maybe.
So, I got to tell you, first of all, we got some great guests tonight. We have Junior Marcus Wilson, and for the first time, I think, ever, we're allowing a freshman to come and grace the airwaves tonight.
I hope he talks, but I know he's over here.
You think he will?
I know he's over here getting ready to eat, but I hope he can talk. Well, he can do it, though.
Maybe if they can get the wings out. And the guys will eat. We'll be all right, man. I don't worry about your kids. We're going to be gearing up tonight and for Friday, Parkland.
Yep.
Parkland Mustangs at home.
Yep.
7 o'clock kick is what I see listed. How do you feel about those 7 o'clock kicks?
I think hate them.
You hate them.
Hate them. Not a fan.
Really? Us media guys love them.
Teach an old dog new tricks.
Okay.
When you start at 7:30, I've always had a plan for 7:30. And everybody says 30 minutes don't mean much, but means much to me in the sense of getting everything ready. We don't get out of school to right at 4 o'clock anyway. By the time we get pregame meal, walkthrough, meetings, stuff like that, and then start warm-ups, I don't say it pushes you, but it basically gives you – it just condenses it a whole lot more. I'd rather have a 7:30 start.
I didn't think about that. I mean, usually coaches are creatures of habit and routine, yeah. And those early times kind of sets everybody's
back. And
then
I hate it. It's been 7:30 forever. Now you have to answer like 17,000 questions each week about when's when. You know, what time are we playing? When are we playing? I mean, not from our kids. I mean, they pretty much know it. We send a weekly message out to our parents about, hey, here's what we're doing, here's how the week goes, and go from there. But it's a mess. I'm not a big fan, but I voted against it, but the vote went against me, so there I go.
Well, I don't, you know, I like them having them early, but I can understand if it throws out and people don't understand that the kids just don't show up at the locker room, throw on their pants and get ready to go.
There's a process.
All the way down to pregame meal. And let me tell you, pregame meal is a big deal to most places around here.
Yeah, we do a great I'll be honest, West Town feeds us a lot. I'm not trying to put those guys in, but they're good. They're good people, and they've taken care of us for a long time.
Yeah, that no doubt. And, West Forsyth, known for the pregame food and the press box food.
Yep.
So, Friday night, 7 o'clock at the school. People want to know, how did DraftKings work out last week?
I don't even know.
Didn't check?
I got beat.
You got beat?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I didn't even put one in tonight. I get to where I don't even mess with it. I try to mess with it until the season's over with and go, every once in a while, I'll just dabble.
You'll dabble. Okay. All right. So you didn't even put – there's two Monday night games tonight.
Nothing.
Was that just – I was just too much.
Ain't got time.
Well, I mean, I realize you're a busy man.
Yeah. part of it.
You got name dropped by a famous person today.
I don't know about that, but
I've
been around a couple famous people.
Wait, I don't know if you guys saw this or not. Brian Hall, who does so much for WFMY. I mean, if it's a major event, he's there. But if it's a high school event, he's there too.
Yeah.
He was just about one of the first ones there when you arranged for the flag football 7-on-7.
Yep.
Or the 7-on-7 league we did during the COVID summer and everything. And who was out there?
Yep. Brian was a big part of it.
Yep. Yeah, Brian was there making sure people knew what was going on there. And he got on a Zoom, I guess, today, the media availability for one KJ Henry.
Yep, I know that guy.
Yeah. And asked him about your influence in his life, and basically, a lot of kids say this, you were basically his rock. A lot of these kids need steadying influences, and you were and still are. And what was it like to hear that media availability for you?
It makes you feel good. I mean, KJ has a wonderful structure around him. Some are different than others. His structure is really wonderful. Mom, dad, grandparents, just unbelievable family dynamic that he has. And then they still let me do what I normally do, and with helping young people try to achieve a dream of going up and beyond and playing. I still tell the story. I got to go with him on a 3-day journey. We left Clemens, drove to Columbia, South Carolina. We was in Columbia that afternoon, left Columbia, went to Athens, Georgia, was in Athens, Georgia that night, stayed in Athens that afternoon, left Athens, drove to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, stayed at Tuscaloosa, Alabama that night, through the next day, left there that afternoon, drove to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, stayed in Baton Rouge, Louisiana that night, got up the next day, stayed in Baton Rouge, and literally drove all the way back in one night.
You made Baton Rouge to Clemens in one night?
One night. I left at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Baton Rouge, which is literally 3 o'clock here. They're an hour off, and drove all the way. I pulled back in to his home. We had a friend of mine that was driving with us by the name of Lou Kovacevic at the time. Lou was Rydell rep. Lou went with us, and Lou says he was a big-time night driver. I'll drive night, Coach. I can drive night all the time.
He slept.
Literally, I drove until leaving Georgia, come right into South Carolina, and I think that was around 3 or 4 in the morning, and then he got in and drove, and he got us to Gastonia. So he basically drove through South Carolina, which ain't real big. And so that was about an hour. And then he said, I can't make it. Well, I wasn't going to get a hotel room at that point. No. So I'm coming home. So I get in the car. I get back in. KJ wakes up. He'd been asleep the whole time. And me and KJ and Lou, we finish that thing up. I pull in his driveway at 5 in the morning, drop him off, drop Lou off. Get in, drive back home, get in the shower, and I go to school that day. I'm at school that day. Didn't even bat an eye. I went to school, and I didn't feel great, but I was there. Mm-mm. But and there were some fun times, and that will always forever go down. It's one of my favorite trips.
I can't
just been a part of it, and got to be a part of seeing some cool. I mean, sitting Kirby Smart's office, Nick Saban's office. Yeah, Will Muschamp and the Mad Hatter at the time was at LSU. Cool experience.
I just can't even imagine being 17, 18 years old and sitting in the office with one of those guys.
Yeah, the great things. He was so good at handling it himself.
Yeah.
Like, he was good at it. He was very well trained. Nikki and Keith just – they were awesome. I texted Nikki today and told her I'd be there Saturday, and then we'd sit with them. And so we'll sit with their family, and we'll be right there in the middle of it.
How is Keith doing, Coach Henry?
Everything I've been told lately, he's been doing good. I need to call him. He calls me a lot. Every once in a while, checks on me, and I ain't done a good job here lately. Probably checking on him. But great man, good people.
He's
and,
a great dude.
Just the whole family, just, yeah, they'll tell you, they ain't perfect by no means, but they're what we would call good people.
They are good people. Keith Henry was one of the few when I got first started in the writing business a long time ago, and it started with Wake Forest football.
Yep.
When, you know, I was just nosing around trying to get my feet wet. Coach Henry always was one to take me aside and answer questions and provide insight. And
he's a good man.
Hey, man, he's a good dude. Yep. I'd love to see, nothing I'd like to, I'd love to see him healthy and in charge of a
football
team.
I think he's doing good, and I think he kind of understands where he's at, and it's been good.
Well, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, you hear a lot, you guys went, you played well. You had a good, tough game Friday night in Mount Tabor and didn't come out the way you wanted. The standard is the standard at West Forsyth. Now, what you hear a lot of times, people just throw out coach speak or sports speak, and they say, trust the process, trust the process. But for me, you can't trust the process unless you've got a process that's tried and true, which West Forsyth does.
Yeah.
And so if you could just tell me and tell our listeners what is the process? When you say trust the process at West Forsyth, how do you? What do you tell a young man like PJ or his classmates? What is that?
I think that it really comes back to work. You know, work is a big deal, and you got to come every day knowing that you're going to go to work and you're going to get better every day. And that's all we've talked about is just every week coming. If they praise you, come and do work. If they belittle you, come and do work. If they tell you you're one, come and do work. Just do work. And if you'll continue to do work, you'll be okay. And I think that's the thing. Nobody wants to struggle. But let's be honest with you. That Friday night, I told our guys, man, listen, they ain't no man adult that's ever not had struggles. We all have them. Yeah. Y'all go through them. What do you do? How do you handle it? Well, guess what you do? You just keep coming back and you go to work. You keep getting better. You know, the thing that I saw Friday night is that we competed. We were in it. Mm-hmm. We had a chance. A few balls bounced here and there. And it may be a different story. And I think for us, that's the key for us is continue to hopefully put people in the right spot and make plays. I mean, there were literally five or six plays on offense that we went back, and if we could just there's a little block there, and there's a, hey, just look the ball in, catch it, you know what I'm saying? All those things that if you take for granted sometimes, if we do, it could change the complexion of the game.
There's a great little company that got started a few years ago called Game of Inches.
Yep.
Logan Carter started that, my old intern.
Yep.
Of course, he goes and does something great like that. And people just roll their eyes when they hear football is a game of inches.
Yep. Yeah.
It literally is. Friday night is a perfect example.
It's just
of that.
Literally, it's little things, and little things eventually affect the big things. And I promise you, I told everybody all along, in my career there, I've never won a game, and I've lost them all. I'll never look at the kid and blame a kid. But I wanted to kind of show them how close we are. And it sounds trivial. I mean, but, you know, and we play some really good teams now. I mean, like, literally,
it's ridiculous.
The four teams we've played right now are combined 16-2.
And one of them's to Raven Gap.
And Raven Gap is a team out of Georgia that's got a big-time quarterback and a big-time wide receiver that's really good, who I think at this time is undefeated still.
Yes.
And then you've got Weddington, who's lost to Providence Day, who probably has as much talent as anybody in our state. I think
a college team.
Yeah, they've got like a five-star quarterback. So those are the two teams that they've lost to.
I want to see what Raven Gap's record is right now. They're out of Georgia. They lost a game. Who did they lose to? The Raiders? They lost to some school called Baylor in Tennessee.
Baylor, okay. I don't even know that group. But anyway, but literally, I mean, they're talented, and they're good. A friend of mine works down there in Georgia, and he's like, Coach, they got some cats that are pretty good. So I say that to not to toot our own horn. I say that to kind of say – you know, we're playing these guys tough, and we're right there. It's just sometimes it comes down to four or five plays in the game are going to basically affect the game. And it's one of those things where we just got to keep playing, keep pounding, and guess what? We're going to make those plays.
I really wanted to take time to give a shout-out to the tone-setting Caleb David. Right off the bat, getting in that backfield and showing his teammates that you can get back there, we can get back in there. And
no, he did some good things, and he did some great things on defense, and he's done well for us over there. Marcus has played well. We've moved him to outside linebacker, which now he gets to cover and he can tackle, which he does really well. And then you look at us on offense, and right now, Kamen Chaplin is playing well. He's making plays and plays hard, works hard, does a lot of good things for us. We've got to find some people that to kind of give him some spell him some, whether it be Marcus or Caleb and some others, to kind of make sure that he ain't going to tote it. I mean, we don't mind him toting it 25 times, but we'd also like for him to be a part of the duration,
We ain't trying to get him banged up.
Yeah, then the day we'll take care of him best we can and move on, go from there.
Yeah, that Mott line was moving more than it ever had been. That running game really looked strong Friday night.
Yeah, Kamen ended up rushing for like 165 yards, 164 yards, something like that. I mean, so he's done some good things for us. There's no doubt about it.
It's a game of inches.
Yep.
And it's a work in progress against, against good people. You're dealing with dudes every week.
But that's the problem. The problem is it's year in, year out. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. It should tell you where we've been over the years, and you look at who we do it against. You can't get nobody to play us. Nobody wants to play you.
No.
And then when you do it, you have to cycle it every 2 years about trying to play. We're not going to play you. We're not going to play you. And that's fine. So then guess who you play? You play AC Reynolds. You play Weddington. You play Oak Grove. That do a really good job. And this Oak Grove probably is as well coached a team as any team around here, and they're new, but they've got some kids who can play too, so it's part of it. Everybody else still coaches their team too.
Yeah, and they are ridiculous and undefeated. This is a good West Forsyth team. And another thing is that I know the Peterkin twins don't want to ever deal with your outside linebackers or your coverage guys again because they couldn't get off their money plays. Yeah. I think they scored. They got one.
Yep.
They got one.
That was late.
It was late. Anyway, they're going to be mad at me because their wings just came out, but we're going to talk to the kids.
I'm
going to
go over and steal a couple. Lord, the dude's got about 100 of them over there.
Come back. We're going to take a few minutes and pay some bills. When we come back, we'll talk to the guys. You're listening to Titans Talk, live from Mossy's Tobacco Road Sports Radio.
Mossy's Eats, Ales, and Spirits in Clemens is a unique family-friendly sports restaurant with an awesome bar and fresh menu that keeps guests coming back for more. Try the pizzas, buffalo bites and wings, sandwiches, burgers that make your mouth water, made in-house, plus 23 taps and a variety of craft beers. Have a cocktail and relax at Mossy's. Plus, with 33 HD TVs and all the sports packages around, you can watch pretty much any game you can imagine at Mossy's. Plus, a year-round outdoor patio, fun atmosphere, great food. What more can you ask for? Mossy's Eats, Ale, and Spirits, 6235 Town Center Drive in Clemens. Visit our website at mossysclemens.com.
Hey, Pops, where you want to go eat tonight?
I'm going to go get me some good Southern cooking at Ball Brothers down by the airport in Winston.
No, Pops, it's Bell Brothers, and they closed years ago. It's Taste of the Triad now.
Taste of the Triad? Is it in the old Ball Brothers building?
Yup.
Can I still get baked chicken and collard greens?
Sure can.
How about neck bones, meatloaf, and pork chops?
Taste of the Triad has all that.
So they ain't got pinto beans, tater salad, mac and cheese, or fried okra?
Pops, they have all that, plus homemade cakes and cobblers and sweet potato pie.
Well, then I don't care what they call it. Let's go eat.
Taste of the Triad, open daily for lunch with $5.99 specials from 11 to 2 and chef specials daily. Don't miss the Saturday brunch from 9 to 1 and the soulful Sunday dinner when you come out of church full of the Word but hungry for Southern comfort food. Taste of the Triad in the old Bell Brothers building at Old Walkertown Road and North Liberty in Winston-Salem.
That's good Southern cooking.
York Home Inspections provides a vast array of home inspection services right here in the heart of the Triad. Exterior, insulation, ventilation, structural, appliances, roofing, radon testing, pest inspections, electrical, plus HVAC, new construction inspections, annual maintenance, and more. Owner John Taylor York has been in business since 2012 and treats each inspection as if it's his own home. Schedule your appointment online with John at YorkHomeInspection94.com or call 336-442-8315. York Home Inspections. Quality home inspections.
You deserve to get good service and great rates. At State Farm, we get it. And we're here to help because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to a local State Farm agent about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Susanna Nunn in Kernersville today.
Blue Naples Pizzeria in Kernersville is now hiring. Come work for one of the best Italian restaurants in the Triad. Currently hiring dishwashers, cooks, front cashiers, and more. Great hours, great pay. Give them a call at 336-993-7707 or stop by and inquire at 1519 Union Cross Road in Kernersville. Start working this week. Blue Naples Pizza.
Welcome back to the show. This is Titans Talk. Segment number two, we got junior Marcus Wilson and freshman PJ Dean. I really wanted to talk to these guys, so thanks, Coach, for bringing them out this week. How you doing, fellas? Speak into the mic. Put your – that's right. I can hear PJ, I think. Go ahead and talk.
Good.
Yeah. All right. You talk into that, Marcus.
I'm doing great.
You're doing good? Okay. All right. Let's get big boy off of here. All right. Now – I got to know. Just introduce yourselves one at a time. We'll go with the upperclassmen first.
Yeah, I'm Marcus Wilson, junior class 2024.
Class of 2024, and where and what position you play primarily?
I'm mainly a corner, but they moved me to outside linebacker because they feel like I'd be a better fit there and I make more of an impact on the team.
Okay. So I see you're listed like 6'1", 195.
Yeah, I've lost a little bit of weight since then, but I'm still around like 190 though.
Okay, body fat percentage probably about 3%, something like at 3.5%. It's ridiculous. When you say you told me before we went on air that you work out and we're in the gym and stuff, both of you look like you live there. PJ, you're a freshman. And tell me what class and tell me what position you play.
I play right tackle.
Right tackle.
Yes, sir.
All right. 6'5", 305.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad I don't play football, and I'm glad I don't have a kid playing football that has to line up against either one of you. Now, are you both from here? You both grew up around here? Where did you play your Pop Warner if you played youth football?
I first started off at Pop Warner at the Forsyth County Broncos.
Okay.
In my 11 years when I first started playing football. And then in 13, I moved to the Winston-Salem Indians to finish out my Pop Warner,
How much trouble did you have? Can you imagine the paperwork involved? You're already shaking your head, Marcus,
My mom, she had to bring her my birth certificate like everywhere she went, like every Pop Warner game, because they always had to see it.
I mean, because my oldest played on the same eighth grade team for the Broncos, 14U team with Javari Ritzy, right? And my kid was 111 pounds, like 5'10". He looked like this railing here, right? And Javari looked like Javari. Y'all know about that. So I'm going to ask you this because I watched a lot of – I don't know about you, if you guys watched a lot of football this weekend. More often than not, football teams like across the country, when you're working out with all your coaches, you're working on the mistake, you're looking at film. This is what you did. This is what you didn't do. This is your fault. And you're working on getting better, correcting mistakes. When you watch football, high-level college football, and these pro football guys, and you see them making mistakes, Does that make you feel good, make you feel relieved that even the best of the best make the technique, like mistakes in technique, and just make simple human mistakes?
Yeah, it definitely makes me feel better. Like, even in a game, like I messed up. I mean, I messed up pretty bad in, like, Friday. And, like, right after the play, I just realized that, you know, we still got a lot of game left. So even the best players mess up, and I just got to keep moving on, keep playing.
What about you, PJ?
Yeah, seeing, like, the best of the best mess up is like, all right, we're all human, you know. Mistakes happen, on to the next play.
So – especially you, because this is new. I mean, you're new to the football team. You're not. You remember being a freshman, right?
Yes,
you remember being a freshman. I can't imagine coming in. It's easier when you're a football player. I've seen like with my own kids that, you know, the best way to enter football is being a football player, because you've already got friends, you've already got your people around you. You know these people around here. But now, this is the important question. You got like 3 weeks of school already under your belt right now. What's your favorite? I'll start with PJ. What's your favorite class so far that doesn't involve weightlifting with Coach Snow?
I would say like probably German right now.
So you German? Who's your German teacher?
Mr. Huh? I can't even pronounce his name. We just call him Mr. R.
Mr. Rierstedt.
Mr. Rierstedt.
Rierstedt. I can't pronounce that.
Okay, so German. What about you? Because you've been there a while. What's your favorite so far?
So far, it's American history.
American history. Who's teaching you that?
Mr. Stone.
Okay, Mr. Stone. All right.
Teacher, I like him.
Was it tough going back into getting back to school? You went through summer workouts. You went through mini camp. And then you went through, you played three games before school even started. Two games before season even started. Was it weird to go back to class after having played two games?
For me, it really wasn't. I wouldn't say. It was pretty normal for me.
It was for me. I like to sleep.
Yeah. All right. Now, I don't like to... You guys are new to this. This is your first time being here, obviously. I don't really like to talk a whole lot about football. I really want to get to know you guys and what's going on. What are you guys streaming these days?
Right now, for me, it's probably a whole bunch of Young Thug for me right now.
Okay, all right. Let's not talk about music. We'll get to the music part. I'm talking about last year it was Squid Games or something like that.
Oh my God.
Tay Long and all those guys were all...
I'm sorry. I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Go ahead. Tell me. What are you guys watching?
I'm watching House of the Dragon. It's a Game of Thrones spinoff.
I almost started it last night. Is it all right?
Yes. I'm liking it.
What about you?
I watch Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. Okay. That makes sense. Now, what it like? Is that pretty common throughout the locker room? Because I swear I asked the same question last year, like 6 weeks in a row, and everybody's watching Squid Games. I still hadn't seen an episode of Squid Games.
It ain't even all that for
I like it. It's
good. So, like, what are some of your teammates? What else is popular in the locker room?
I don't even know for real.
Locker room is just really, we've just been talking about games and trying to get better.
It's an interesting locker room, isn't it? This year's Titans are different in personality. Like, they're fun. Like, your teammates are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's, like, it's different. And I knew it was going to be that way, like, week one or week two when like, we had one of your dudes came up with his cowboy hat on. I was like... I was like,
That's Kenny.
Yeah,
that's
Kenny. So Kenneth has already been on the show, whatever. Because I had to know. I just thought he was a dude. Like when he came out here, I had no idea. But like between like people like Ziggy, JD, y'all. I mean, it's like everybody is so got a different personality, but it's like it's good. Like it's a good good energy.
It's never a dumb moment.
Is it fun?
Yes, and it's really fun. Really fun.
It's really fun. Despite the start you guys have had, and it's still early in the season, it's still fun to get out there with your brothers.
Yeah, it's still fun.
What's it like being on a team now? And, you know, this is your third year in the program now. This is a junior-led team. The seniors don't want to hear that. But it is mostly a junior-led team. You've got extra responsibilities, don't you?
A little bit. I'm not really that type of vocal guy. I mean, I'm trying to step into it more. But I've never been, like, really one to talk too much.
So it's more like leading from example?
Yeah. That's how I'm trying to do it.
Who was it that kind of showed you the ropes, PJ, when you started, when you came in? Because you can't come in and just strap it up and say,
yeah,
respect me, I'm 6'5". There's a way to handle yourself. Otherwise, it's not going to go well.
Mainly just like my boy Hank. Hank Ballard, he was teaching me like the plays and stuff, just coming in, you know, just teaching me like everything. Being like a role model to me, because he wanted me to, you know what I'm saying, step up and play, you know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you were probably going to have to step in and play early based on your ability. But who was your role model when you came in as a freshman, Marcus?
My freshman year was COVID year, so everything was really tight. And I didn't really know anybody, and it was just...
It was the weirdest thing ever.
Last year I really got out and talked to people more, and my role model was definitely Don.
Don?
It was definitely Don.
Don.
He taught me a lot.
He was good. He didn't... every time I saw him, did you give me a pick? If Coach Snow... I'm going to try this again. I retired this last week, but I'm going to give it a shot. If Coach Snow gave you a series at any other position, what would you choose?
I can play anywhere. I feel like I can play anywhere. So I'm definitely saying wide receiver.
Wide out.
Not going to lie. I'll probably be like D-tackle or something like that.
Really? So you're not moving off the line?
No. Like tight end or something. Like, probably tight end.
But a blocking tight end.
Mm-hmm. I can go fast, you know. I got hands.
You got hands? Like, but I mean, what are you, 4.440? What are you? No, I'm like an 8.9 40 at my age.
I'm like a...
You don't have to tell me. I'm just joking.
Man, I don't even know for real.
I can't even guess.
Look, man, all I know is that when they all these people who talk about working on their 40 times, I think about how much I hated running in high school. I'm like, you can have it.
Yeah. Working on 40 times, not easy.
I'd rather, yeah.
A lot of technique.
All right, well, let me give you a harder question then. If you could go pro in any other sport besides football?
Yep, basketball.
Basketball.
Basketball was my first love.
Mm-hmm. It was my first love.
It was my first love.
Can you hoop, though?
Oh, I can definitely hoop.
Now be very careful about this, because this question caused some controversy last year, because people would claim a hooping ability.
People who've seen me hoop, they know I can hoop.
People they already know about me.
No.
They already know.
No, you're 6'5", 300 pounds.
Are you going to play or are you going to wrestle?
I'm going to rest.
You're not even going to wrestle. You're just going to rest and lift.
Lift a lot. Conditioning and stuff. Yeah, it's really...
Are you going to play hoops?
I'm still caught up on either doing indoor track or resting and lifting and just working on myself. Really.
Do you, Marcus, do outdoor track?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. So what's your events in outdoor track?
My events are 100, 200, and the relays.
How much does that help you because you guys start literally summer workouts, conditioning workouts, right after the week after school ends. How much does that help you ease into that?
Oh, it was really easy. Like, since I never really stopped doing anything, I'm never really gassed. And even when I stop doing things, I still work it on my own. So it makes it so, like, I'm never really gassed at any point unless, like, I'm doing, like, trying to do extra work after practice or something. So, like, easing into it, it makes it much easier.
Okay. Well, let me get you – let's talk about something serious now, and I really want to get deep into, like, the personal side of things. Fast food. What is your fast food restaurant or your quick meal after a game, after practice, or just out with the fellas, what's the restaurant, what's the place, and what's your go-to order?
Wendy's and a big bacon cheddar.
Wait a second. Is that all you are? Like, you roll up to the drive-thru, and all you're getting is a big bacon cheddar?
I get, like, two of them.
Okay.
With, like, triple patties.
Okay. All right. So that makes more sense. So three patties on it. All right. Because JD came in and gave me his order, and I still can't believe it. I forget where it was, but it involved, like, three burgers.
I mean, it'd probably have to be Wendy's, Baconator, large fry, and lemonade, or it'd be Popeyes. I get four piece all dark and fries and some shrimp and fried shrimp.
See, this is why I wanted you guys on here. I knew we can coach on the phone right now. We can bring the younger guys out here because these are very thoughtful, very good answers. I went 2 years with people just saying cookout.
Cookout, because everybody go to cookout after a game.
It's not even that good for a...
Bro, you only saying that because we got that lead. We've gotten cookout after games for so long because Jared...
Yeah.
But, you know what? I'm not going to have any cookout slander. You know, let them run their stuff. Their line's always too long.
Yes.
And
yes.
I don't have the patience. We got a couple minutes. I want to know now. It's music time. Let's add some stuff to the playlist.
You got it.
Go ahead.
All right. Check by Young Thug.
Come on, man. All right, we're going to add this, and I will look for a clean version. I'll look for it. All right. Free Young Thug. Go ahead.
Mine. Where is it? Definitely have to be my Projects by Moneybagg Yo.
Okay, you need to say that into the mic. This is the most important question I ask every athlete ever.
Projects by Moneybagg Yo.
That's what I'm talking. Moneybagg Yo is my deal right now.
Yeah.
What album's that off of?
I think I'm pretty sure it's a single.
It is What I'm saying is the one that's still my favorite. I'll get Coach to give me one. Coach gives me one every week. Is there anyone that has to go on this list that you guys are thinking of?
Nah, I can't. Lil Double O, he ain't got no cleans, I ain't gonna lie.
Who?
Lil Double O, he ain't got no cleans, I don't think.
No, okay. Are we good?
Yeah,
we're good.
Good.
All right, anything you want to tell the people before we come out to Parkland on Friday, or come out for the Parkland game Friday night?
We working. We grinding.
Yeah, we working. Every day.
We not letting the on four phase us. Keep working.
All right, man. Thank you, guys. Marcus Wilson, PJ Dean, good luck Friday. And good luck with them wings. Go eat, man. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in a few minutes here on Titans Talk, live from Mossy's.
Mossy's Eats, Ales, and Spirits in Clemens is a unique family-friendly sports restaurant with an awesome bar and fresh menu that keeps guests coming back for more. Try the pizzas, buffalo bites, and wings, sandwiches, burgers that make your mouth water, made in-house, plus 23 taps and a variety of craft beers. Have a cocktail and relax at Mossy's. Plus, with 33 HD TVs and all the sports packages around, you can watch pretty much any game you can imagine at Mossy's. Plus, a year-round outdoor patio, fun atmosphere, great food. What more can you ask for? Mossy's Eats, Ale, and Spirits. 6235 Town Center Drive in Clemens. Visit our website at mossysclemens.com.
Hi, I'm Sabrina Kuhn Godfrey.
Hi, I'm Deanna Kaplan.
Hi, I am Richard Watts.
The common sense choice for Winston-Salem Forsyth County School Board.
It would be our honor to serve you.
Make your voice heard by voting for Deanna,
Richard,
Sabrina,
and common sense. We need your support.
Early voting starts October 20th. Paid for by Sabrina Kuhn Godfrey for BOE, Deanna Kaplan for School Board, Richard Watts at large School Board.
Beamer Tire and Auto Repair, now with three locations across the Triad, in High Point, Greensboro, and our new location in Kernersville. Beamer Tire and Auto offers full-service auto repair, all tire brands, free alignment checks, oil changes, and more. In Kernersville, check out the No Appointment Needed Quick Lube Shop. Check out their thousands of five-star ratings via Google and Yelp. They care because they know that you can go anywhere. So try a shop with a beating heart, not a bottom line. Beamer Tire and Auto Repair. Visit us on Facebook or at BeamerTire.com.
Franchise Players.
Welcome back. Sports Channel 8's Ben Swain. How you doing, man?
I love that you guys are doing what you're doing. I love that we're doing what we're doing because the local sports fan is really underserved in sports radio here in North Carolina. Being able to, Monday morning after the Duke Carolina game, being able to listen to local guys talk about the local game.
Franchise Players, every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. on TobaccoRoadSportsRadio.com and at 6 p.m. on WCOG 1320 AM and WTOB 980 AM.
Deserve to get good service and great rates. At State Farm, we get it. And we're here to help because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to a local State Farm agent about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Susanna Nunn in Kernersville today.
Trying to get us situated here at Mossy's final segment here of Titans Talk. Man, Desmond gave us some sick beats to work with, man. I like that. That's all right.
Yeah, he rolls. He rolls. Does a good job.
He's pretty good, man. What he wanted to be when he grew up was Dr. Dre. He's close.
Yeah, he does a good job.
He's close. All right. Friday night's Parkland. And are you focusing on what they do well, what they don't do well, or are you working on the Titans specifically?
We definitely look at them and what they do and whatnot. We don't go into a game saying, hey, here's not what they are or whatnot. So we go in and we scout them about what they're doing on certain downs and distance and stuff like that by formation, all those things. And then, you know, we go over there. But we do worry about ourselves a lot too. So it's not like we're just – schematically looking at them and saying, all right, a lot of it is about what can we do better and what can we continue to improve on and go from there. So today we did a good job and had a good day. So, you know, that's the one great thing about our kids is every day they come back and they go ready to work, which is a sign of great character, which I'm pleased with them and I'm excited.
Well, that you do have that this season. Your kids that you've brought out here and the kids that I've met on your sideline are just outstanding kids.
No. Great people. I mean, these two, they're just good people that do a good job. And, it's that means a lot as a coach to be a part of those things and deal with the kids like that. It's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, I think it says a lot too that they had no problem coming up with the guys who showed them the ropes when they were new.
Yeah,
you know, whether it was Hank Ballard or Don, so you know it was. You know, it's just a reflection on what we've got building here. Did you want to add a song today?
Oh man, I don't know. You give me a minute. Let me look.
Well, you can think about one.
Yeah. You gotta give me something. I don't know.
What did you add last week?
I don't. It was probably something by.
What was it? It was something like. It was Axe by the Steel Woods.
Oh yeah, it's a good song, man. Axe by the Steel Woods is good.
Even Riley was down with that, so that was interesting.
I really have gotten to where I love listening to Ryan Bingham.
All right,
Ryan Bingham is. I've given you a few of his songs already. I think.
Now you gave me Hallelujah.
I love it. A South Side of Heaven is really good.
You want to add that?
Yeah, that's a good one. He's got a few others. Wolves is a good one he sings. He is.
Well, I
to be honest with you, Ryan Bingham, do you watch Yellowstone?
I have not. And as much as I watch cowboy movies, I probably should.
That is your problem.
That is my problem?
You got a problem.
All right.
Be honest with you. I literally watched the first couple episodes and thought, this is not for me. And just didn't want to do it. So I just kind of, because I don't watch a lot of TV anyway.
Sure.
And literally, we had some snow days last January.
Yeah.
And then once we had those, I started. And literally, I watched all four seasons in over a week. And literally, I mean, it was one of them where I was like, it's 2 a.m. All right, I just got to watch that at the next episode. And then I'd watch it. And I'm a dude that's in bed 9 o'clock. And I watched them all. And it starts back November 13th or 16th. It starts back season 5. I think season 5. It's awesome. I mean, it is awesome show with awesome people. And, but Ryan Bingham, he is one of the cowboys in the movie, or in the show. His name is, I'm having brain cramps. I'll look it up.
I'll look. I guess I'll have to look at it.
You got to get through a couple.
I don't watch, I watch old cowboy movies on Stars.
Yep.
And I don't watch TV, but as a person who saw the original Star Wars in the theater at Haynes Mall Cinema,
yep.
I saw the trailer for Obi-Wan Kenobi
yep.
on Disney Plus, and I started it last night at 9 o'clock, and that was a mistake. And I had to walk out of there. I had to walk out.
Because you just keep watching.
Yeah, otherwise I'm ruining my Monday. So over the past 3 weeks, we've played a couple of games. And we're not going to play a game. Look at you. Macy's ordering food, isn't she?
Yeah, I got to do it. I got to do that.
Well, go ahead and get some cayenne pepper wings.
No, she ain't going to do that. So I got to make sure Mama's right, you know.
Yeah, go ahead. So we played, while he's ordering for Macy, we've played games for the last couple of 3 weeks. And we're not going to do so this week. We're going to have a little segment we call Get to Know Your Football Coach.
Yeah.
All right. Are you down for this?
I'm always down.
All right. I saw a question on Twitter last night. I decided I was going to bring it to you. Give me 5 films that you've seen at least 10 times.
Ooh. I'll be honest, this is going to start off real weird.
That's all right.
I love Pretty Woman.
That's fine.
I love Pretty Woman's a good one. I love National Treasure. Because every time it's on television, you got to watch it.
Of those movies?
Yeah, just got to watch it. It kind of goes from there. Lord, what else? I mean, you said 5?
Well, yeah, give me 3 to 5. It's tough.
Yeah, National Treasure. I love Remember the Titans. There's no doubt about it. It was a cool movie when it came out.
And you've got to watch that if it's on.
Yeah, it's a good movie about what it's about and whatnot. I love Hoosiers.
I forgot all about that. I've seen Hoosiers way too many times,
I think it's just the coaching aspect of what he tried to do and the kids, how they rallied around him and whatnot was awesome, which was pretty cool. Last one. What else would it be? I don't know. Give me a second to think on it. But I've watched all those a lot, to be honest with you.
That's a good list. I had a problem leaving people out because I had Top Gun on my list.
I've watched it, but I ain't watched it that like that.
But my I'm not turning it off movie is Roadhouse, and I don't know why.
I love the Green Mile too.
Green Mile's good.
Green Mile's awesome.
I mean, but it was amazing how many I left. I mean, I had to include Major League.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I had to include Major League, and I had to include
Bull Durham's pretty good.
Yeah, Goodfellas. I had to improve. You've never seen it.
Never seen it.
But
I mean, football coach talking about Pretty Woman. It's good though.
Well, I think it. I'm going to get to a question here in a second, and I think it'll tie in. When you were 16, what was in your tape deck the most?
What'd you wear out when you were driving around?
Probably Aerosmith.
Aerosmith? Which one? Yeah. Permanent Vacation or Pump? Let's see. You're younger
Pump,
than me.
Probably. Pump. And then I loved I listened to, the crazy thing about for me, music, I listened to everything. And when I say everything, literally, I listened to rap, I listened to country, I listened to gospel.
It's all on this. You've added it to this.
And I listened to, like, different things. I love, if you've never heard of Andre Bocelli.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, gosh, I don't know what a word that dude says when he sings, but he's amazing. And as
the three tenors.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, literally, that guy, golly. Anyway, but it's pretty cool. I mean, that's just me.
So it was Aerosmith back in the day when you were driving around. What were you driving around in?
I remember going to Cook's Flea Market. It was a big deal when I went to Cook's Flea Market and bought my big Aerosmith tape. And I was locked and loaded, man. I was ready to go.
You rocking a mullet?
No, I never did that. I never was a mullet. I did a bowl cut, and bleached my hair.
Oh,
so the top was blonde and the underneath was not.
Oh, that's tight. That's tight, right there.
Yeah, got an earring. That was not a good look, but part of it.
You had the chain with the cross on it too?
Never did that. I was never a big chain guy.
I had a period there where I was the chain with the cross dude.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the question I thought that might tie in to your pretty woman. Who was your celebrity crush in high school?
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah, Julia Roberts is in there.
Julia Roberts, good. I loved, she's a big Kentucky fan, basketball fan.
Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd, bless. Yeah. She's a pretty lady. No doubt about it.
Yeah, I had the, See, back in the day, I had a big old, my dad has never been forgiven. My dad is 80-some years old, 87 years old, and he has still not been forgiven for my 12th birthday present. I got two big presents. One was a fishing rod, and the other one was that picture of Heather Thomas. You know which one I'm talking about, the poster with her, the pink swimsuit.
You got Shell Teagues, too, was in there. Yeah, that's part of it.
And, apparently he did not clear that with the mom. Yeah, mom. So, yeah.
It happens.
It happens sometimes. And speaking, your wife's name is Gina, right?
Correct.
I need to know this. The three of you were at dinner somewhere. Are Gina and Macy allowed to take food off your plate?
Yeah, I'm not a, but most time it doesn't work. I mean, most time I'm probably getting stuff from them when I'm done. You know, I don't bother me.
Well, that's our duty, right?
But the part of it is they don't like what I like. So listen, like they don't like, we get pizza and we have to all get personal pizzas because I want everything, and none of them want that. So it's a problem. So I have to deal with that. But, they don't.
Really?
They don't.
What are you putting on a pizza that they don't want?
Everything. Like, I love peppers, onions.
Oh, they don't want any veggies on it.
Mushrooms, anything. Pretty much I eat it all.
Yeah, I don't mind. I'm grown up. If my wife – I understand that I have outkicked my coverage. So if she wants to grab something off my plate – I'm all right.
Go get it.
Marcus, if you're on a date, and your date, go ahead and pick some food off your plate.
Would you be good with
it? Are you okay?
Why?
You're not okay with that?
Yeah, so she should be able to get. What if she wants to try it? What if she wants to try it? Yeah. You don't want her to just reach.
But what if you're sweating this girl pretty hard?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Ooh.
What are you willing to overlook?
You're going to overlook it.
There ain't a man in America.
Depends on how much she takes. She takes multiple fries, it's not happening.
Now, I agree with that. Have you seen that thing on TikTok, that meme, when the girl doesn't want it? You ask if you say, honey, I'm going to McDonald's. Do you want anything? No. And then come back and immediately, these are good.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to take it.
That's just the way it is.
That is the way it is.
Yeah.
Now, some of the younger fellas are going to learn.
That's just the way it
is. Learn the hard way. All right. Another question about you. Back in the day, what team was your high school rival? What was the big game for you?
Well, I've told our kids I went to Surrey Central High School, who, when I was there, was not very good.
Okay.
We were pretty bad, to be honest with you. I would dare to say their rival's probably East Surrey, Mount Airy, something to the fate of that. But my high school team, we won 2 football games my senior year, and we thought we'd won the Super Bowl and probably should have won 2 or 3 others, but we just didn't know. We'd want coming into Coach Mebbin when he got the job. We had the longest losing streak in the state's history. Not in history. At the time, we had the longest losing streak. And it was one of those things where I think a part of me wanting to be a high school coach was what I dealt with as a young player. I think I had 4 coaches in 4 years. And it was just very not stable. And that became a problem. And then it was like you never could get any continuity. Anything was good because it was always, all right, we're changing because this guy's he's a derelict, and this guy's, all right, this guy, he's a good dude, but he can't deal with what's going on here. And then this guy, you know, it became a problem.
But in hindsight, all right, that sounds like it may have shaped what your plan is.
Tough times make tough people. And I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think God puts you in certain situations for you to go deal with and go from there. It did help me grow. It helped me grow as a young person. It helped me grow as a coach. You know, I literally, my high school coach, I graduated in 1992 and I started coaching football in 1992. That fall I coached and I graded offensive linemen that I played with. That tells you how much help they needed. But it kind of shaped in what I wanted to be and how I wanted to do it.
And how you didn't want to do things far as continuity goes.
I talk to people all the time. I love Alex Mebbin to death. He was my high school football coach, and I coached with him forever. There were a lot of things that I saw him do that I loved and I wanted to do. Yes, there were some other things I saw him do that I didn't want to do. And we tried to do it a little different. I wanted to make it my way and go from there. And I think that's what anybody's got to do.
Well, one thing I want to see go your way Friday night is the game against Parkland. Get there early, folks.
Yeah, it'd be great. Kids need it, deserve it, and I'm excited.
There's not a team in the Triads working harder than these kids. And I think Friday night you're going to see something. I think whatever this team is going to be, I think we're near to seeing it.
We're heading in the right direction.
And it is a fun group. Thanks to our guests tonight. Thank you to Mossies, and thank you, as always, Coach. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next Monday here on Titans Talk.
Peace.